Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from The Real Housewives of Kitchen Island. Fingers crossed, new episode tomorrow, guys. Check that out on YouTube. I'm sure once it's done, I will blast it all over social media. And also, check out the Game Brain podcast, where I'm one of the rotating hosts on that wonderful, wonderful board gaming podcast, if you're in that hobby, like I am. Just a slave to that hobby. Anyway, and all joining me today is someone who is just so wonderful. He makes me smile even on my worst days. It's Ronnie Karam of the Rose Pricks Bachelor Rose podcast. What's going on, Ronnie?
Little sweetie pie. Hi, everybody.
Are you still being terrorized by a tarantula outside your house?
No, it was dead. Cujo. The tarantula had passed away, and I mean, I guess I knew kind of going out there, had been out there for like 9 hours. And then I thought, this is so sweet because we have like an animal person on our, you know, who comes to comment and stuff, Sasha. Like that. And she's like, no, the vultures are sweet. Yeah, Sasha. She's like, the vultures are sweet and the tarantulas are really nice. I've got one on my hand right now or something. And I did start thinking of it like, well, that tarantula like came up to die with me. You know, it was weird. I was like it came up right to my porch and died like right in front of the door. You know, just was like, I'm going to sit here and die right for you, Rondell. And I was like, well, what the hell? Was I bonded with this thing and I didn't know?
I'm sure the tarantula, first of all, I've heard tarantulas don't really bite that much. I could be wrong. And also, I'm sure the tarantula was just like, look, I'm not a tarantula. I'm Delta Burke, and I've been turned into a tarantula. And if you can just feed me a piece of corn, the magic spell will be lifted, and you will have $3 million, and I can go back to my normal form and do a Design a Women reboot. So actually, in certain ways, by you not helping that tarantula, you actually kind of let a really good thing go by.
My God, sorry, man. I like how you think.
Sorry. Sorry that happened to you.
I like how you think. Go with your way.
Because when was the last time anyone saw Delta Burke, okay? She's that tarantula.
I know, bless her heart. Because, you know, I love some Delta Burke. Last time I saw her, I think she was shellacking things on The View or whatever. Wow. She's like, you can shellack a rose or a pie.
Delta Burke is top of... She's top of mind because she was in a crossword that I did last night. Anyway, here's what else is top of mind. We are here today to talk about Summer House. Before we do that, though, right now, first of all, we want to give some shout-outs to some of our small business people. HelloHarlot.com, go check them out. Neptune's Net, go order food from them if you're in the LA area. Try to pretend like you don't remember Jax and Brittany getting engaged there. Tomorrow night, Friday, we are doing our big live show. This weekend, we were supposed to go to Madison and Oklahoma City. Oklahoma is very hot right now, thanks to Tiger King. We unfortunately can't make it. That's because our April shows have been postponed. And if you missed the announcement yesterday, our May and June shows are also postponed, but we're getting new dates. We'll have those dates too as soon as we have them ready to go, etc. In the meantime, we are taking our live show to the internets. We are doing a big old live from quarantine live show tomorrow night. The pre-show starts at 6 p.m. Eastern. That's 9 p.m. I'm sorry, 6 p.m. Pacific. That's 9 p.m. Eastern. The pre-show is going to be on Instagram Live for 30 minutes or so, 20 to 30 minutes. And then at 6:30, we bring it over to Crappens On Demand. We'll be streaming live our recap of the season premiere of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, which I haven't even watched yet, but I'm excited for. So come join us for both of those things, for the Crappens On Demand thing. That's at patreon.com/watchforcrappens. It's the $5 level. You can sign up there. And what's fun with these streaming events is that you can write comments as we do our show, and you know, we can put them up there on the big screen for everyone to see, and it's super, super fun. So go join us for that. And the very last thing I just want to mention is that Ronnie and I are both on Cameo, and from the 16th through the 18th, All the cameos that I'll be doing are going, all those proceeds 100% are going directly to charity, to Restaurant Association, to basically to help people who work in restaurants. It's in conjunction with Cameo, et cetera, et cetera. So if you want to help out some restaurants that are really struggling right now, go book a Cameo and let's help some people out. I think that's all I have on top of my mind. What about you, Ronnie?
Do it. That's it.
Summer House.
Summer House on my mind.
Summer House. So, so last week on Summer House, we were like a murder mystery party was starting. And so it was kind of funny to me because they're like, previously on Summer House, all these things happened. Lindsay went, and Paige was like, "Huh," and then Amanda was like, "Kyle." And then they show this murder mystery party that they're all gathered for. And then someone goes, "Oh no, the murderer is here." And then it goes, Summer House. Like it was like a real flashback. Like there was a real murderer there. I was like, you know, that wasn't a real murderer. We didn't have to skip the, like they skipped the opening credits.
Unfortunately, yeah. I would love if a real murderer came. I love a murder show. I've been watching too many Netflix murder shows.
It would have been fun, but I'm just saying, yeah. They acted like there was like a serious cliffhanger that they couldn't even show the opening credits.
Yeah, it's really Jordan outside in one of the, you know, like places they keep the slide or wherever.
Jordan the Ripper.
Yeah. So murder mystery comes to town. And Lindsay's like, I love murders. I love true crime. Hopefully no one gets murdered.
So they all get names. And Jules is Anita Drink. And I don't really remember anyone else's names except for Carl's. Carl was given the name of Polly Pocket, to which he goes,
I'm Polly Pocket.
Hey. By the way, Polly Pocket, you look great, by the way. You look great, by the way, Polly.
Yeah, so in the middle of all this, Hannah's like, Amanda and Paige, I'm calling a meeting. Okay, here's the deal. Like, I just got assaulted by Lindsay.
Yeah.
About you guys. And Paige goes, shut up.
Sorry, I'm just more in shock because I just realized you paid $10 too much for that tank top. Wow. Shut up.
And she's like, I feel like I'm in the middle right now, but they're like, talk to her, like, grow some balls, grow a pair. And I'm like, they're like, you know, I just wanted tennis. Oh, sorry, that was me against the tennis pros at Carl's birthday.
And then meanwhile, Carl is like, he is drinking very heavily, and he's like, I'm 8 years old, I'm Polly Pocket, so I'm not supposed to be drinking, but I'm drinking. That's just how Polly Pocket goes, okay? Like, you look great, by the way.
Yeah, we're about to enter another Carl's a big victim storyline.
Yeah, big time.
Poor Carl. Poor Carl being handed a job that he didn't deserve for doing nothing ever. And losing a relationship that he made zero effort towards.
Yeah, so, poor Carl. Poor Carl. What's he going to do? So, Hannah's basically like really regretting saying anything to Lindsay because Lindsay's spinning it into a whole thing. And Paige is like, yeah. She stood in the kitchen in an overpriced outfit last night and yelled at me and said that I was being clicky with Amanda, which is ridiculous because we're not clicky. We just only hang out with each other and don't let other people in. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like, that is fucked up. So Hannah's like, oh, Lindsay's like my big sister, and I like her looking out, but like where me and Paige stand, like I know where we stand, and we have nothing to worry about. Like, last words. Yeah, right?
Listen. Lindsay is like my big sister, my big older sister by many years, perhaps a generation, just a very, very older, wise from the years sister. That's what I'm trying to say here.
So one of the murder mystery guys, are these the same murder mystery guys from Real Housewives of New York?
No, these guys were much better because it looked like they actually engaged in a mystery as opposed to just naming people and then being like, and that's how the murder was committed.
Well, they couldn't help it last time because on Real Housewives of New York, they're going to say, oh, la, 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 she did it. She was mad and her brother sold the mill.
Yeah. All right. Can we let you know already? I got someone naked back there cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, so Carl's like, my name is Polly Pocket, and my parents dropped me off because they just need a break. Okay, so, I'm like, wow, even your fake character has like parent issues. Wow.
Yeah. I'm an 8-year-old who just lost his job for no reason. So thanks, job. Thanks, Polly Pocket's job.
Hi, my name is Polly Pocket, and I just want to take it slow. Okay. Can we just take it slow, everyone, with this murder mystery? I just want to take it slow. That's all. Just want to have fun. Take it slow.
So then Izzy Sleazy is Amanda. And she's like, please don't call me Sleazy Clown. Like, you couldn't make it through one line.
I know.
Your new voice.
She has some sort of weird Britney accent for, like, Izzy Sleazy. What is this supposed to be?
Yeah, she's from the South now.
Yeah, she's doing some sort of, like, Tiger King, on like, long-lost ensemble member.
Yeah. She goes, my name is Izzy Sleazy. Please don't call me Sleazy. And they're like, your name is literally Izzy Sleazy. She's like, oh.
God, Kyle, why'd you have to mess it up, Kyle?
Luke is like, I'm early grade. Don't really get the joke there. I do actually wake up early, but I don't have any gray hairs. So, but anyway, I'm a made man. And by made man, I mean I am a model, a male model, who gets everything made for him. So,
I'm an extremely boring tea. So there's that.
You know, up in the northern Minnesota, we don't have Earl Grey tea. We do take some water and put a fish in it and boil it till our sinuses are cleared out.
Yeah, we don't have tea. We got water from a lake. It's pretty cold. It'll burn you, so, or kill you. You know, you don't want to dive in that. What was my name again?
And then Steven, who's Lindsay's man, his name is just Weasel. And Carl goes, oh, snitches get stitches. Oh, snitches get stitches.
Who, you know, this guy is the biggest snitch ever. Everything he hears in the house, he's going to go back to Lindsay. Like, I'm just here for you, Lindsay. Here's what I heard, Lindsay. Here's what they were saying there, Lindsay. I'm just here for you, baby. Yeah, everything I do it for you. Ah!
Okay, Brian Adams. But you know what, though? Carl is the biggest snitch also. Because, you know, he tells everyone's gossip, too, by the way. So then Hannah's like, tennis pro here has no name. I don't know. Should we go with Serena, Venus? What do you want? I can do it all. They're like, you can be like a priest.
Yeah, you can just be the priest. And looks like, hey, the priest stole my undies last night, all right? And Carl goes, yeah, unless you sat on his face.
Poor Hannah really got the short end of the stick on this murder mystery. Everyone had like a silly name, and you're a priest. So, there.
And I get that everybody at these parties, like, it's a party, you know, you're supposed to get wasted and have fun, but these Porter murder mystery people show up and everybody is already so fucking hammered.
Yeah.
Kyle and Carl are both like, yeah, fuck you, you stupid fucking mystery.
Yeah, they're belligerent.
Yeah.
The belligerent mystery goes, I would be furious. I'm like, excuse me, guys, it's time to learn the rules.
Has nobody noticed that someone's named Anita Drink? Because I thought that was pretty good, actually. It took me a whole night to come up with that. So.
Does anyone have the contact information for Polly Pocket's parents? I'm trying to be in character, guys. I'm trying to be in character.
So one of the guys is like, let's do a cheers. And Carl's like, oh, hey, wow. You need a drink when you're gonna cheers, bro.
Yeah, that's cool. Oh, never seen it like turning. This.
He's turning, you guys. No, turning.
Kyle goes, he goes, settle down. And Lindsay goes, he's starting to turn. He goes, I'm doing just fine.
And then somebody dies.
Yeah, Purple Jacket dies. He was like, wait a second. What am I doing in this terrible house? They're like, you weren't supposed to die. Oh, he actually died. You guys just killed him with awfulness.
And was it Carl who yells, good?
Good. You know what? Because it was too fast for Polly Pocket. Polly Pocket is like, too much. Dad, Purple Jacket abandoned me.
So then they start trying to pretend that they're like into this mystery, but they're not at all. They're all too wasted. And then he's like, and you killed somebody. You killed somebody because you're clicky. And Paige is like, prove it.
And Danielle's like, something happened at the fish market. Was anyone at the fish market? And did you see my laptop there? Because I have a really important PowerPoint presentation that I think I left at the fish market. Anyone?
Danielle's the only one taking it seriously. She's got like pins with strings going, you know, all over the place on the wall.
She has like a presentation going. And as you can see from slide number 3, it's, where is slide number 3? Oh, I deleted it. Yeah, Polly Pocket got bored. I deleted it.
So then Carl tells the detective, all right, detective, when was the last time you solved a crime? Huh? When was the last time you did? He's like, are you questioning my credentials? And he goes, you know what? I don't think you're good at what you do for a living. That's what I'm
saying. He goes, are you kidding me, bro? Are you kidding me, bro? I'm like, I don't think that's really what Polly Pocket would say. So then Carl goes to the bartender.
He's like, the hairiest child we've ever seen.
We know she's only 8 years old, but she really has a lot of commitment issues. So Carl's like, hey, bartender, I love an old-fashioned. I know I'm only 8 years old, but I love an old-fashioned. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just going to stand here and try to catch on fire with this candle near my elbow. Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks.
Well, I don't know what this is, because in northern Minnesota, we don't got murder mysteries. We fish and hunt, ride motorcycles, drink beer. Well, bring cardboard in the house to get warm.
Yeah, when people die, we say, did you do it? And say, no. Did you do it? No. Oh, I guess no one did it. Not really a mystery.
Police, could you come to my house? There's been a murder. And they say, it's real cold out there, so we're just going to stay in, all right? And then you say, okay. And then you cut out a hole in the middle of the river, and you put him in there, and you just go on with your life.
My mom, believe it or not, actually writes some Nancy Drew fan fiction. She had a great book called The Mystery of the House with the Staircase, and basically in it, someone died, and Nancy Drew went into the house and said, hey, did anyone here kill this person at the bottom of the staircase? And everyone said, no. So she said, okay, great. Well, if anyone wants a casserole, you can come over to my house, and it's a great story, about 5 pages long.
Casserole. It ends in casserole. All our mysteries end in casseroles, basically.
Yeah, that's the big mystery, is when's the casserole ready? You ever have a murder delicious casserole party?
Mysteries. Here, delicious mysteries.
What's so, in the casserole?
They're all trying to guess the killer, but no one really cares. Carl's like, I didn't even pull my out. And Amanda's like, go to bed, Polly Pockets. Go on.
And then Lindsay turns to Steven and goes, are you having fun? And Steven's like, anytime with you, I'm having fun. I'm like, so no, that's a no. You're not having fun. That's what you say to someone when you're not having fun, but don't want to let them down.
I'm not even here for the mystery, babe. I'm just here for you.
So then it's like time to reveal the murderer. And it's Lindsay. And Paige is like, I guessed it. Yeah. I could tell she would kill for that dress. I knew you were a bad
guy. Yeah. She wears pirate sleeves still, so.
Yeah.
That's her.
Yeah, she's a killer. I could tell. And Carl's like, oh, detective, do you feel respected? Do you feel respected? And detective goes, no. And Carl goes, same. I'm a bad guy.
And, oh, God. He's going to, I'm a bad guy right now.
I love that Carl has, like, self-deprecating bits that he goes to the point where they're like, oh, God, he's doing his I'm a bad guy bit.
Yeah. You know Carl's about to have a meltdown where he's like, oh, I guess I'm the bad guy.
I guess it's me.
Yeah. So he's like, I'm going to bed. And then he walks up the stairs and looks behind him to see if anyone's following him. And they're not. Polly Pockets.
Okay? Sorry. Go to sleep. Go to sleep, Polly Pocket. Go to sleep and dream of Simply PB milkshakes. Yeah. So now downstairs, the girls are chatting, and Paige is like, so why did you guys want Hannah to come to me and Amanda? Because she's talking to Lindsay about why Lindsay was like, Hannah, you should talk to Amanda and Paige to get things out. And Lindsay's like, well, because Hannah's been venting to me, and because you guys are basically like,
we're a clique, Kyle.
And Paige is like, I've never in my life been in a clique, and I'm certainly not going to start as a 26 year old in a share house. I'm like, that's great. You just tried to kick out Jules last weekend.
yeah, come on now. And Lindsay's like, well, then I'm your best friend. She's like, I talk to her every single day, and you created a fake news story last night just to start a fight with me and Hannah. Okay. She's like, I started a fake story. She's like, yes, you said that Hannah called me entitled. She goes, oh my God, why am I getting attacked? She gets up and literally clutches her pearls. She's like, I cannot believe this.
I was like, waiting for her to start saying it's her birthday. 3, 2, 1.
Don't start drama on my birthday. Click.
She's like, dude, you started the drama all the time, and tomorrow's your birthday, so guacamole.
Oh my god, why do you guys have such animosity? Is it because you guys are in a clique or something? Seriously, just please stop saying clique. Please stop saying that over and over again.
And Paige is like, you said that I said that she was entitled. And she goes, okay, I used the wrong word. What I meant to say was I got the taco contract. So it's like,
no, you didn't say the wrong word. You lied.
It's like, I didn't mean, like, I just meant that you guys need to talk, and I used the wrong word, and I clarified it with her, and I'm going to enjoy my birthday. Thank you guys for ruining my birthday.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
With a Now TV Sky Cinema Pass, you can start streaming the best movies around. From brand new blockbusters like Rocketman and The Lion King to all-time favourites, including the Harry Potter collection. Whatever you feel like watching, we've got you covered. All with no contract. To start your 7-day free trial today, search Now TV. 18 plus new customers only. Auto-renews at $11.99 per month unless cancelled. Cancel at any time. Terms apply.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty-Dowerty.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Socarellis.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Don't return to sender, it's Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Let's run some errands with Emily Arin. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah,
God, I love that banana.
Anderson.
Higher than high-res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ava Nagila Weber.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
The Bay Area betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
I take the fifth with Dana Smith.
Let's give them a kissa. It's Austin and Marissa.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
We will, Joanna Rockland View.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
Incredible edible Matthew sisters. And she ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
We love you guys.
Steven seems like such a con man, doesn't he? He's just like, yes, what can I do for you? Just here for you, babe.
Yeah. I'm waiting for his codependent simpering to come out. Because that's the next step. Because she only dates codependent guys who start making her feel bad. So it's good now. But next season, there's going to be a lot of like, babe, why you want to go out? Why can't we just stay in? You want to go out? Fine. I just thought we were in a relationship.
And my guess is he's a crier.
Maybe. Probably.
Yeah, I think I'm predicting a crier ahead of us.
Well, either way, Lindsay goes into the pantry to cry because that's her thing this season, is finding small rooms to cry in. So she's crying in there. And then Hannah, Amanda, and Paige are talking about how ridiculous Lindsay is, not being a clique at all. Not at all. And then Amanda's like, then starts talking about like about Hannah. And she's like, you know, whenever you're not with Luke, you talk with us and we are grateful for that.
So then in the closet, Steve's like, I'm here for you. I'm here proving that I will follow you to the ends of the earth no matter what. She's like, but like, I haven't anyone like sorority girl shit, and I have not been out of sorority. He's like, listen, don't let this ruin your birthday. You're beautiful and you're hot and you're not a bully, except to me sometimes. And that's okay because I love it.
He's basically the James Blunt of boyfriends. You're beautiful. Yeah, beautiful. It's true. So the other girls, the Giggle Squad girls, are just like laughing away or talking about this whole situation. And then Jules walks by and she's like, guys, what the fuck is going on? And they just like ignore her.
Yeah.
Not a click.
Poor Jules is never included. So then Lindsay's in her room. She's like, oh my God, why are they trying to make me feel crazy? And he goes, you are crazy. And I love it.
You're beautiful. So then, now it's 10:30. After all this, they're actually going out. I mean, I thought at this point it was like 1 a.m., but they're going out. It's 10:30, except for Carl. Carl's passed out because Polly Pocket had a long day. And so they're going out, and then we get this fun time. Lindsay's like, I think I need a round of fireballs.
Whatever you need, I'll get it, babe. I'm just here for you, babe.
And then it's like dance, 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 party time, party time, party time. Where's Carl? Party time, party time.
And then Lindsay comes down and she's fine. She's like, party! Amanda's like, what did Steven do to Lindsay? She was screaming at us 5 minutes ago and now she's rainbows and butterflies.
So then they all go out. So we get cell phone footage of them like partying and shots, 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 shots. And then they come back, and you know, low-key, one thing we never talked about in 4 seasons, or something we haven't really harped on, I should say, is that whenever they come back from the club, the sprinklers are just like always on, and I just love that. I love that whatever spirit inhabits this house is like, uh-oh, they're coming back. I have to do whatever I can. I'm gonna turn on my sprinklers and like ward off these idiots.
Like, these idiots never figure out that they could just program the sprinklers at a different time. Like, you come home at the same time every night, guys. Change it to an hour later.
And they're always surprised. The sprinklers are on! Not my fault. Not my fault.
So then we get the typical, it's time for bed. And Steven's like, your nipples are out, and I love them. I would do anything for your nipples. And she's like, I know. And Kyle and Amanda are like, I love you, booby. I love you, booby. And Steven and Lindsay are boning. Yeah. And then Paige is just like, I'm alone.
Yeah. I'm just going to look up some looks for last right now. Subscribe and like me. So then and then Luke and Hannah are in bed. And Luke's like, ooh, I'm going to fart in you. And she's like, I've never been so turned on. By a fart bra? Yes. And also the fact that you don't understand murder mysteries. Ha!
Casseroles.
God, stop it. You're turning me on.
Hey, you ever read The Murder on the Orient Express? You know, when all those people had a progressive dinner on a train?
That's not how that goes.
Like, get out of my room, Danielle. Get out of my room. Danielle loves the train, girl.
She just busts in.
She's always like, am I late? Am I late for the train? Like, oh, geez.
My favorite murder mystery is called Commute on the LIRR. Yes. Straight for the D.
Murdering D on the LIRR.
So now it's the next morning.
And Hannah has not been touched by Luke yet again. And I'm just saying this, not in a mean way. Check his penis. There's something wrong with his penis, okay? There's a lot of... Because, you know, Bravo just keeps doing the same storylines over and over. And I think they were like, okay, well, we're not getting Jordan again. So just get another guy with erectile dysfunction. That's all that's required to fill this slot this year, okay?
Yeah, it's... Something's going on. I don't think it's that his penis is broken. I think that... I actually don't understand it. I'm oddly fascinated by this whole situation. But basically, Hannah wants the D, and Luke is not giving it to her. So he must have been rattled by that murder mystery. So she's like, this is not what I signed up for. But what I did sign up for is tennis!
So then Amanda goes to hang out with Paige in her room. She's like, I miss you, not a clink. And then they're basically just talking in bed. And Paige is like, I don't want to go to the kitchen because I don't want to say happy birthday to Lindsay. I'm not even going to say happy. I'm just going to say birthday.
You choose your. It's your birthday, so you get to choose your own adjective. But I will not be providing
birthday
it.
To you. Birthday to you.
Mediocre feelings. Birthday to you.
My click was gonna say happy birthday, but I told them not to. Okay, great.
That's a great song. Happy Page Day to me on your birthday. That was great.
Carlito, did you have too many old fashions, Carlito? And he's like, oh yeah, I crushed like 5 of them. Polly Pockets is a real fucking lush.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's just been hard. Like, when Lindsay has her new boyfriend hang out on her birthday, honestly, I drank because I didn't want to deal with it. So, I'm really processing my emotions in a great way. Yeah.
Yeah, the girl that you totally treated like shit and disrespected over and over again. Yeah, okay, Carl. Poor Carl.
Poor Carl. Poor Carl. Yeah, I like he was trying to make it seem like, oh, listen, I'm just like a sweet Polly Pockets, and like, I can't help it. I have to drink to get through this because I'm wounded right now, and I need someone to see that I'm broken and fix me up. I wonder if that will happen.
Mm. So then Lindsay goes into the girls' room where they're hanging out. She's like,
Paige is like, Paige is like,
Bay. Happy. I could just get out, Bay.
You.
You. Day exclamation point.
Day. Birthday. Mm. Wow. You're another year older than I am now. Wow. That's amazing.
Pool time. So everybody's getting ready to hang out at the pool. And Carl's like, oh, I'm going to wear my Lindsay outfit. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be hilarious. Hilarious. So meanwhile, downstairs by the pool, Hannah's birthday is going to be coming up next on this never-ending parade of birthdays. And so Luke is like, you know, for your birthday, I think that why don't we hop on the bike and have a picnic somewhere and not have sex and be gentle.
Especially sunset. Yeah, sounds great. Wow, a free ride to a free place to eat a free meal. No thanks, you're out of here, and I'm not getting dick either. Get out.
Seriously. So Carl comes in the backyard sort of dressed like Lindsay. He sort of has this like blonde bob on or whatever, and he's like, Carlito, I'm going straight for the rosé, Carlito.
I can literally see Carl's penis. Oh, thank you, Hannah. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Hannah. So then Paige is in a turban, which is hilarious. And she's like, where's Amanda? Stopping in my click, Amanda. Stop.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, Amanda, stop. So Hannah comes over and is like, so I guess I have new birthday plans. Basically, Luke wants to go ride on a bike or whatever and go to a sunset or some bullshit like that. Not ratchet enough.
And Paige, they just stare at her.
Yeah.
And she's like, what? You guys have a strong opinion? And she's like, here's the deal. I don't know how I feel about Luke. Like, I just can't, like, read him. He's like an actual book. So I just know that I miss you, so like I get jealous.
Yeah. And Hannah's like, well, have I not been hanging out? I mean, you guys have boy toys during the week and I just work, so I want to have a boy toy, or at least someone who has the potential to be a boy toy, you know? And then right like on cue, Luke is like, hey Hannah, there's someone here who wants to show you his cat. Hey Hannah.
Like, oh my Hannah. God, okay. And then Paige goes, she hates cats.
No, Paige goes, I hate fucking cats.
Oh, but Paige, she hates cats.
No, Hannah loves cats. Hannah has a cat, but Paige is like, I hate fucking cats.
Oh, I thought Hannah was like, okay, I love cats now. And I was like, okay, she's got it really bad. Let's go rescue her.
No, but Paige is like, I hate that Luke pulls, like, Hannah, this is a strong woman who wears very affordable clothing into this fuckboy world where she's helpless and submissive and can't even do things like and comment and subscribe. I hate that.
Hold on. I'm going to finish this interview after I talk to Perry on FaceTime. Hi, Perry. Do you need me to be there? I need you to be here.
Should I skip another weekend in the house? Okay. Great, Perry. Bye. Bye, Perry. You know, the clock looks great. I love your oversized clock. Love it. Okay, bye.
So then we go, poor Jules has nothing to do. She's like sitting down there waiting while everybody packs. And Carl's sitting there with what I assume is Luke's guitar. And she's like, serenade me, Carl. You know, my dad used to jam out to Eric Clapton. And we'd be like, Dad, turn it off. He's like, you're boring. All right, get out.
Eric Clapton's great. Eric Clapton's great. So thanks for coming by to clean the house. We'll see you next week, I guess, right? Not the cleaning lady. Oh, okay.
So they all go home, and now we're in New York.
New York City!
And Paige is like, this is my outfit, ready for dinner. Like and subscribe. Harry, anything to say? He's like,
I need shoes.
All right. See you next week.
All right. Yeah, there's been some great content. Bye, everyone. Bye, all you pagies out there.
And then Lindsay is playing soccer in the park with Steve. And he's like, ooh, gotta go. But God, you know what I meant by that? That I love you, baby. I'm just here for you.
She's like, gotta love Central Park during the summertime. They're like, ma'am, could you please be quiet? You're in the middle of Shakespeare in the Park at the moment. We're trying to get through Othello.
Then Kyle and Amanda are looking for wedding places, and he's like, oh, we're basically a blank canvas at this point, so we'll do whatever you want, all right? Just let us know. After many delays and setbacks, we're looking for a venue.
Yeah, which is thrilling. And then Kyle goes off to do, he goes off for this weekend for his family reunion, and he's going to spend the entire weekend away. So now it's Friday, and it's time to go back out to the Hamptons. So time to assemble in the cars, and we see Carl just terrifying pigeons. He starts running at them, and they, of course, they scatter. He's like, they're in my way. They're in my way. Sorry. Sorry, they're taking it too slow, even for me.
This Trixie song that's playing, we're canned up, we're soda, we're almost grown up. This is the most confusing song that keeps playing on this show. I don't know what it means, but I'm pretty sure she's saying, we're canned up, we're soda, we're almost grown up. I don't know, but it haunts me. Okay, that's what I know.
That's her biggest skill. She gets in there with her penetrating lyrics about being canned up and sewed up, or soda. Maybe it's sewed up. Canned up, sewed up. We're on our way.
Canned up, sewed up. I don't know.
Like she's sewed up. I don't know.
What does that mean? Sewed up.
None of it really makes any sense. You don't really question her. It's like listening to Alanis is the opposite. Alanis is very, very earnest. Alanis is like, I'm sitting at a desk and I'm eating food because I'm hungry, hungry now.
Yeah, Trixie is no Alanis, for sure. So Lindsay picks up Danielle and Carl, and they're driving together. And Danielle's like, tres amigos. Oh God.
Yeah. So then another car is Jules, Paige, Amanda, and Hannah when Luke is driving. And so they're all excited to have Amanda without Kyle this weekend. And Hannah's like, you're ours. And Amanda goes, I'm Paige's. I was like, uh-oh, something's about to happen between these two.
Yeah, so Hannah's like, well, I was talking to Carl, and I know he's been stressed. I've been like, he missed work last Monday. Does anyone know if Carl's okay? And Amanda's like, no, and if he wants to be part of Loverboy, he needs to prove it.
I'm like, you literally just started working there.
And Luke, it is annoying when people start like giving it unasked for advice or whatever, because he's been friends with Carl for 2 seconds. And it's also pretty generic, because he's like, well, you know, Carol's actually stuck between a rock and a hard place, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he's a sensitive guy. What are you talking about? Carol's like literally not stuck between anything. What's his rock and what's his hard? He has to go to work. My God. What's the rock? Sunday, and the hard place is Tuesday. Okay.
I think so. I think the rock is toothpaste and the hard place is toothbrush. So Luke is like, I know it's hard for Carl, you know? Like, really, all he has in life is being able to play horse. And aside from that, I mean,
can't even do that right.
Yeah,
that's his hair.
I mean, he beat me.
H O R C E. I mean, you're out, bro.
So Amanda's like, I mean, I've known him for years, so like, And Luke is like, oh, okay, great, good for you. That's great. So anyway, I'm like, oh, I love this like petty moment that they're having over Carl, because of course it's about Carl, about who knows Carl better.
Yeah, and he's like, it's tough for everyone all around, eh? No, not really. What are you talking about, Luke? Stop with your generic advice. And Amanda goes, And I was like, uh-oh.
This is like Frost Nixon all over again. So Carl is like, over in the other car, he's like, I've been getting really drunk a lot lately, because turns out that not only is Saturday for the gents, but so are all the other days. And so I'm just been like really stressed and unhappy, and I just haven't been feeling really confident. The Sarah thing is like mind-boggling to me. I mean, I'm just trying to have some fun and date a girl, and that totally blows up in my face. And then, like, by the way, Lindsay's like right there. And she's like, like, you realize you tried to date two girls this summer already, by the way.
Yeah, and totally dumped one to get the one that you're so hurt by right now.
Yes.
Exactly. So then he's like, this thing with Sarah literally boggles my mind. And he's like, I really wanted things to work out with Sarah.
oh, what? And then it shows a clip of Carl 2 weekends ago. And he's like, yeah, hey, Cyril. Cyril, it's me, Carl, on FaceTime, which means I really love you. And the caption says Carl's ex. It is not Carl's ex.
Maybe his ex-phone. His ex-phone before it got repossessed. You know,
you look great, by the way.
You look great, by the way.
Did you notice that in the clip? I just thought of you. You look great, by the way.
Somehow I actually did not notice that, which is sad, which means I hear it so much that it's not even registering. That's amazing that he said that. You look great, by the way. Here's the thing. So apparently they actually did have sex once. And so Carl is like bummed because it didn't work out. So what Carl is reacting to is that essentially she used him to have sex. She was like, I want to see what it's like to have sex with Carl. She had sex with him, had no further use for him, and is now moving on with her life. So essentially, she's treating Carl the way he's treated every woman this entire series.
Well, actually better, because she's not promising him anything. She's not, that's like, true, leading him on, you know? She's just plain dumping him.
Well, no, she did lead him on because she said she was going to go to the party last weekend at the house, and then she didn't, which is the equivalent of Lindsay saying she wants to have babies and get married to Carl.
Yikes. So then in the other car, Jules is like, Hannah, there is no way that you guys have been sleeping in the same bed for days on days on days and have had no sex.
Are you joking me? Are you joking me right now?
Mm-hmm. It looks like we haven't, all right? Because I'm usually drunk and passed out. And Amanda's like, I kept being drunk to the point of blacking out. Hello, I'm marrying Kyle Cook. But, like, in the beginning, sex was never a no. It was like, yes, even if it's just for one pump.
She's like, also, why are you guys still laughing right now at my joke? You guys are laughing too hard at that. So Luke is like, by the way, this
so
is
so Kyle, isn't it?
Just one like, pump.
Yeah, just one pump, babe.
Little pump. Just a little. Makes me think of like a soda fountain or something. Like when you do that, when you like fill up your soda, but then you sort of stop because you don't want to overflow. So then you go in for like one last little, you know, that little like. Also, how awkward is this that they're asking these questions to the both of them sitting right there? I think that's so strange.
Well, and that's like, this new Married to Medicine season of Summer House where they're like, how are other couples doing? Let's talk about couples.
Yeah, I just think it's odd. And I think like what better way to make sure no one has sex than by like, being like, why aren't you guys having sex? Why aren't you guys having sex?
Yeah. So, and he's like, well, I'm just trying to navigate the waters right now. And that's the truth, all right? You want to just fuck? Then fine. You know, then let's just fuck. Do I hook up? Yeah, yeah, it happens. But like, Hannah, like, I, you know, then I fuck Hannah and then something doesn't work out. And then I've got the whole wrath coming down on me of this house, you know?
Yeah.
Which I get. That's but true. Also, you went for Hannah. So yeah. Stop acting like you're like a victim of circumstance.
Exactly.
You went for Hannah hard and then you finally get it and like you're not hard. So
yeah.
Make up your mind.
You know, the truth is I've just been really distracted. I've been reading this really gripping murder mystery lately. Like Luke, that's Martha Stewart's cookbook. I know there's a casserole in there. I can't wait to see what happens.
I love a baked noodle. So Hannah's like, don't come down on my man. And Amanda's like, never mind.
Yeah, it was one of those like jokes that clearly did not was not well received by Amanda, right? She's like, fine. So now like they have some weird schism that I think actually started because of Lindsay last week. It's one of those little things that they were like, oh my god, Lindsay's so crazy, but she planted a seed and now it's starting to grow.
I think that Amanda's just, you know, and she even says it in this episode. I think Amanda's just like, fuck this. You guys can, like, talk about my relationship all the time, but then I ask about yours. Yeah, but you're always talking about your relationship. You're crying. You spent 90% of the show walking around the house crying about your boyfriend. So that's a little different, you know?
Yeah, and there's, like, way more fireworks and drama and, like, a spillover effect from Kyle and Amanda that, like, Luke and Hannah is, like, kind of, I feel like, a dream relationship to have in a house, in that it's like nothing really is happening there, and there's not a huge amount of drama, and whatever drama comes out of it is kind of like, ooh, tell me the drama, and not like, oh, Kyle wore his shoes in bed again, you know?
Yeah. So they get to the house, and Paige is like, if I don't put my suitcase in the closet right when I get there, like, I don't do it. I'm crazy.
Yeah. So also, it makes me feel like I'm at home when I put things in the closet. It's like, look, there's my apartment.
And Luke is so mad. He's just talking to himself in his room. He's like, if anyone says something about me and Hannah, I'm going to lose my shit. Coyote casserole. Coyote casserole. Yeah.
I will get so mad. I'm going to put a bandana around my neck and walk around and look at things.
I'm going to pace around this bedroom so slowly. It'll show them. So then Hannah and Paige and Jules are outside, and Hannah's like, oh, kind of tense in the car, right? Like, Amanda has tension with Luke, I guess. And Paige is like, but you have tension with Kyle, so it works.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, you have some tension with your outfit right now because you paid too much for it, and I can already see that, okay?
So Amanda comes up, she's like, hi. And Hannah says, you almost got into a fight with him in the car right now. She's like, yeah, well, no shit. It's like, you're always like, don't come after my man.
I'm like, I think that Hannah did that only once, you know? But Amanda's like, you know, it's just like, you really defend Luke a lot. And like, it's not cool. I mean, like, when are you guys going to find your wedding venue already and stop taking it out on us? It's like, you know, that's you, right?
Projection.
Saying that's unfair because like when Kyle did stupid shit, and Hannah goes,
Lucas never cursed me out like Kyle has you in front of everybody, so like let's not compare it.
Yeah. Remember when Kyle yelled at us, called us the Giggle Squad, and caused Jules to fall over in a chair for no reason? Like, Luke doesn't do that. Luke just does terrible music.
And Amanda's like,
Hannah has no problem chiming in on my relationship, and I'm just trying to help her before she gets hurt.
Well, you're not in a place to talk. You're marrying a man who cheated on you, wouldn't commit to you, and then still has to fall in bed wasted. Like, he was just, what was his not calling you thing? That was just last week, wasn't it? It was like 2 weeks ago. Give me a break. No one's asking.
Also, Hannah seems to be fairly... I mean, yeah, she's like a little digmatized by, or potentially digmatized by Luke, you know, because she's into him. But she's also not like, she's not giving me a vibe of someone who's just like blindly into Luke. I think it's just, I think Paige has been very upfront about it, that she's just like, I'm jealous that you're spending more time with Luke than with me because I like spending time with you. And so when you're not spending time with me, I'm like, meh, you know, and I think Paige has been very upfront about that, which is fine. And I just don't think that like Hannah has been like bamboozled into some crazy thing. I think she's just in like a very light thing, and by the end of the episode she's like, oh yeah, fuck this, it's not working out. So I just don't understand all the kerfuffle.
Yeah. So then Paige is like, this is Lindsay getting between us. It's like, not really, but I don't think it is.
Could you ever believe that such an old lady crone could ever get between three young women? I can't believe it, but she did it.
So Lindsay comes in and she's like, hi. And like, Luke,
did someone let a balloon out?
Luke's like, want a puck around, bro? So they go to play hockey on the tennis courts. Yeah, and then we Luke get the cut of the other people.
Yeah, so basically like Luke and Carl are hitting pucks at beer cans because I love competition, but I don't like when I don't do well. That's when I become sort of like Polly Pocket. So yeah. So then the rest, everyone else, like all the other girls are like sitting outside, just like chatting and stuff and talking about how they just love Steven. And sure enough, Steven walks in and he comes through like the door is like, meanwhile, literally every time I move my microphone, it squeaks. And now when I'm trying to move my microphone to get some Foley going, it's like silent. Thanks a lot, microphone, for the sound effect. No sounds.
What is, yeah, there was sound. It wasn't a squeak. There's like...
It's Carl getting out of bed.
Yeah. So they all give Steven applause when he comes out. And Luke's like, how come we don't get that? And Carl's like, hey, bro. What's going on with you and Hannah? Huh? Huh? He's like, well, I think because they're like, we ain't just smashing yet, you know?
Yeah. You know, I'm just afraid of making a serious commitment this summer because, you know, I dated my ex for a very long time. And also that was a long time ago, but it weighs on me. I dream about her and, you know, I dream about her. I think about her. I sometimes think about her when I eat a casserole. God, I love casserole. Really been on my mind too.
So Hannah's like, oh, guys, I forgot to tell you. Luke left me a voicemail. You have to hear this. You have to hear it. She puts it on speaker. And he's like, Burn Dog, hey, it's 12:04. And I got to say happy birthday. And I love you. Oh, God. Oh, geez. Oh, God. I can't believe I said that. Oh, God. Okay. I can't send that. I mean, I like you. Like, we're cool. Like, wow.
I like you.
Beep.
Hey, this is Luke again. I just want to say that that last message was sent by someone on the street named Book, who got my phone and left a prank voicemail, but I got my phone back. And I just want to say that Book sent that last one. And this is Luke saying, hey, let's go fishing sometime. Bye.
So Paige is like, does he even remember that? And Jules goes, oh my God, you haven't even had sex yet and he loves you. And then it cuts to a clip of Jordan going, oh my God, I'm so in love with you. Love you.
What did you say? Are you joking me?
No, I thought I was talking to Julia Stiles. Sorry.
Lindsay's like, sit on his face, Hannah. Take control.
So now it's time for dinner prep. And Paige is making some sort of chicken thing, and she's gonna make some asparagus and rice as well. And she has to like FaceTime her mom to be like, hey mom, this is my chicken. Does it look good? Because I paid about $25 less than what you pay for. Sorry. Like and subscribe below, mom.
Then Hannah is talking to Luke, and Hannah's like, you know, Amanda really pissed me off because she's like, I'm always defending Luke. And he's like, you know what? Her issue is her problem. She can figure it out. Meanwhile, my girlfriend is riding a unicorn in my dreams. Gotta take a nap. Right, be back.
Have you ever had a dream that involved both a coyote and your girlfriend? No? Okay.
So then they call Kyle, and Kyle's like, yeah, partying with grandma, yeah!
Hey, show me your areola, Kyle!
So then at dinner, they're doing shots, and Jules is like, pre-dinner shot? And Carlos is like, oh, wow, Jules. Wow.
Wow, I can't Jules. Believe I wanted to kick you out of the house last weekend. Are you giving me a shot now? Wow, no one ever gives me a shot in so many ways. I'm just such a victim to life sometimes.
It's like, you guys, you have to say what you're thankful for. So Paige stands up, and Hannah goes, don't say Amanda, because that would be really annoying. And Amanda's like, wow, Hannah, you have a problem you want to discuss?
Hannah's like, no, I just want to talk behind your back.
This could be
something special.
So Stephen and Lindsay are on date night.
Yeah. And Lindsay's like, I didn't expect to meet Stephen. I didn't even know. The universe is like, here you go. A man's life to ruin. Thank you.
And the waiter's like, can I help you? And Lindsay goes, what's the most popular thing on the menu? And he goes, shrimp and calamari. And she goes, amazing.
Oh my God, guys, we went to a restaurant and they gave us the most popular thing on the menu. Like, wow.
So Steven's like, yeah, I wasn't expecting anything from that night. And then we sit down and we hit it off and there were TV cameras there. She's like, yeah, and this is my point in my life. I'm not dating just a date. I'm like dating because I have an ultimate goal. Like eventually I'm going to get married and have kids.
Wow, man, that's crazy. I mean, I just want to really remind you that when I met you, I had such low expectations, like just the lowest expectations. I saw you on the dating app and I was like, this has to be a joke. I actually have to go on this date just to see what kind of train wreck this is. Wow. And it turned out great.
Yeah. He's like, well, I want to get married and have kids too. And she's like, tonight, maybe we can start tonight. And he's like,
yeah, he does a Ramona laugh.
Yeah. So then back at the other group, Amanda's like, oh my God, I can't believe Taylor?
Steven. Taylor? No, so basically, they're like, they're talking about how great Steven is, and Danielle is like, yeah, because last night when I was like looking straight for the D, I quoted Taylor Swift to Lindsay, and I said, you need to calm down, and Lindsay was like, calm down, and then Steven took her away and then like calmed her down. I was like, whoa, can't wait to tell Hal on the LIRR, he's my seatmate. Great story coming for you, Hal. Wait 24 hours.
And then back at dinner, Lindsay's like, you're so special. You're like more mature than every man in the house. And he goes, I think you have tendencies that I balance out. Yeah.
I like that you can look into the depths of my Ryan Cabrera hair and see my soul. And my soul says, this might work. So let's do it. She goes, wow, it just like wilds me out that you're 30 and I'm like 33. Like, does that make me a cougar? Am I like a puma? Am I like a jaguar? Am I like a cheetah? Am I like a lynx? Am I like a... Am I like a bobcat?
It's like, I don't know what you are, but I'm Fisher Stevens' face and Meatloaf's body, so...
You're my girlfriend.
What?
Oh my god, you call me your girlfriend? Oh,
is that what you said? My hearing's going at the ripe old age of 33. I'm such a cougar dating a 30-year-old. Oh my god.
So then back at the house, Carl's like, oh, gonna take out this trash. Wow.
Taking the trash out, guys. I can do responsibility. Taking the trash out. Taking the trash out. It's like, Carl, how do you take yourself out?
Guys. Yeah, taking the trash out. Yeah. Carl's thing, taking out the trash. Which, taking you know what? Trash. That is a pretty good quality.
This is a great quality. So now it's girl talk. So Hannah's like to Paige. She's like, is Amanda trying to fight me or what's going on? Because I was nationally ranked in tennis, so I could probably beat her ass with a tennis racket. Which I know how to swing, because I play tennis. Well, I play some tennis right now. That's what I'm trying to say.
She's always coming at me saying I'm defending Luke. Like, that's not a thing. Why is she trying to make that a thing? She's like, do I think that you defend Luke sometimes? Totally. She's like, I just have no tolerance for that, okay? It's like making shit up, okay? Is there, like, something deeper to this that I don't know about?
Paige is like, no, not at all, because we're in Summer House, and there's nothing, literally nothing deep in this house that happens. Also, by the way, you know what annoyed me is that when Paige said, do I think you defend Luke sometimes? Totally. And then I was like waiting for the next, like, you know, whenever people do that, it's a series of three. Do I think you defend Luke sometimes? Totally. Do I think sometimes you eat too much cereal? Totally. But am I cool with it? Totally. But they cut it off. So they only gave us one. And I was like deeply unsettled by that. I was like, how do you cut off the, like, do I think totally sequence?
Do you even watch Bravo, you guys? Come totally. On. And so Hannah's like, look, I don't have any problem with you guys being friends, you and Amanda being so close. I just don't like that she's comparing my relationship with her. It's like, gross. Don't do that.
Yeah.
And she's like, I definitely think it's weird with you two, and I'm totally going to go tell her everything you just said in about 5 seconds. So yeah. go enjoy doing nothing while I do that. Yeah. All
right? Like and subscribe this moment of friendliness right now. Okay, thanks. So now it's 2 a.m. already, and they all went out, and now they're all coming back, and everyone's coming home, and Amanda's FaceTiming Kyle, and Lindsay and Steven are, like, sweet-talking somewhere, probably in her bedroom, and Carl is losing his mind.
Yeah, Lindsay's like, Steven, you want to go to the hot tub? And he's like,
if you're happy, I'm happy, baby.
Like, oh, you're so gross. What is wrong with him? So Carl's like, oh, you go from dating your best friend to, like, breaking up with your best friend to losing your best friend to, like, boom, she's happy.
Yeah. He's like, all mad. It's like you go from dating your best friend to almost losing your best friend to now seeing your best friend with this guy right in front of you. Not that I have any right to be upset, but it's like, holy shit, they're moving fast. I'm like, Carl, you could have had literally all that. You could have. Yeah. So, like, shut up.
So Jules is like, Carl, what's wrong? And he's like, oh, they're just, like, moving so fast, which is, like, fine. But let's be honest, Jules. Have I brought a girl home? No. All right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, because you...
You tried to.
You invited her. Two different weekends.
Then your friends warned you against it. And so you tried to do it the weekend after. Come on.
Yeah,
when she wasn't exactly going to be there, in his defense. But you were going to, but everybody else told you not to. Please stop with it. He's like, well, yeah, I was trying to respect her. You're the one who broke up with her.
Yeah, you broke up with her. Don't talk about how you try to respect her after. Also, by the way, you dumped her, so you can't be mad if she brings a guy around. Like,
that's
bad.
What I'm saying. Yeah. Like, you started it with her, and then you dumped her, which is even worse.
Exactly. Like, the person who got dumped is allowed to bring around the other person. He's like, well, I've been very careful about it, and it's, like, completely backfired on me. There's been, like, no reciprocation. What I want reciprocated, I'm not sure. But she has zero self-awareness. By the way, I'm Carl. Nice to meet you. What's your name? I've been here.
I think, Carl, you don't deserve that. That is bullshit.
He's like, my summer completely changed with that finger bang.
He acts like it was just, like... He was the victim to it. Like, he was walking down the street, and then suddenly he just a finger bang happened, and now he's been traumatized. It's like, you chose to finger bang her.
Yeah, and Jules is like, in my past, I notice I go for guys who have trauma. And in Carl, I see a straight-up fixer-upper.
I mean, this is like, this isn't a fixer-upper. This is like the house hunters I saw that took place in Nepal where one of the options was just a piece of land. This is like a build. This is a build from the bottom up.
Yeah, this is build on sandy foundation, you know?
Yeah.
And Carl's like, what should I do? Should I go bang Danielle? Because, like, I used to date Danielle. Like, I literally had sex with her all the time. Should I just go bang her right now?
And meanwhile, by the way, Jules has her hand on his knee, being like, I'm here for you. So her hand is on his knee. And he's like, so, I mean, I guess I feel like I should have sex with someone. Like, someone who's, like, giving me signs. But maybe that's Danielle, right? You think it's Danielle? Who do you think is giving me signs that they want to have sex with me? Who do you think, Jules?
She's on her knees. I mean, just anybody. Just anybody. I wish there was just somebody in this world I could, like, totally unzip my tie white shorts for right now.
Yeah, like... I want someone who has, like, an interesting backstory, like, something like their grandfather started, like, Chile in Cincinnati, something weird like that, you know? But, like, I don't know, it's hard to find people.
So then Hannah tries to get on Luke up in his room, and he's like, I'm tired, all right? I need to brush my teeth and get my contacts out.
And she's like, I wait all weekend to have fun. He's like, can you and I just get along, you know? Come on. Let's sit back and read this great story called Crackpot, How to Do It.
So she's like, okay, not going to fuck the guy. So he's done.
Yeah.
Done.
And so she goes back to her bed with Paige, and she's like, Luke's being a bitch, and I want someone who knows how to show affection. And Paige is like, that's literally the smartest thing you've said in months. Like, months. Like, do I think you could say smarter things? Totally. Just as a one, just a one-off. I'm sitting here like, no, give me two more.
The editors are like, nope, it's a new thing. So they, in the morning, Lindsay's sitting on Steven's lap, and she's telling them, last night we were at dinner, and I was like, oh my god, I'm older than you. I'm like a cougar or a tiger or a lynx or like a porcupine. And then he was like, no, I'm your boyfriend.
They're like, wow, that's great, thanks. And then in the kitchen, we have this random shot of Luke spilling, like, not spilling, but he's, like, pouring rendered bacon fat into a Solo cup. He goes, oh, God, I knew that would happen. I'm like, what, did you melt the plastic cup with the hot bacon fat? Is that what you did, Luke? Of course, that's
what I focus on. So then Carl is talking to Hannah, and Carl's like, what are you doing here? Like, out of all the rooms in this house, you never come into my room. Are you afraid of me?
Well, he's sitting there in a chair, and he's talking about how no one comes to his room ever to talk, which is hilarious. I love how he's just, like, sitting there waiting. Like, he's at a flea market, and no one's coming to his stall. He's just selling bad shit.
It's like, kind he's of in a afraid big hat. Of you. Yeah, he's in his Lisa Vanderpump Don't Hug Me hat, but, like, in the forestry service.
Yeah, yeah. So Hannah's like, I just need to get a guy's... I just need a fuckboy's perspective on this, like... You know, Luke is, like, really not fucking me right now, and I want to know what's up. He's like, well, I think that Luke's being, like, really careful, and he's, like, taking it slow. Like, sometimes you just gotta take it slow, and I've just been, like, really hurt by the situation, and I just, like, I'm, like, rattled. Like, I can't believe Sarah did that to me, right? Right?
She's like, he wants me to be his girlfriend and not even fuck me. It's absurd, okay? Like, I need to know, like, if it's good or not, so I stop wasting my time. Like, I'm blue-balled! And then Luke passes the door and hears her, and he's like, dude, shut the fuck up. God, I'm so fucking sick of this shit.
Yeah, I'm so sick of it. I also like Bluebell, but, you know, we can't have turkey when it's not Thanksgiving, okay? It's like,
I said blue-balled, Luke. I know you're out there listening, wanting to show me a cat photo.
Oh, God damn it.
And so basically Hannah's like, I need to stop wasting my time. And Carl's like, done. It's over then. Done. Get out. It's done. Get out.
So Hannah is now done with Luke, and next week it looks like things get really crazy, because apparently Luke has been having sex with other girls all this time anyway, so
By the time he gets to the weekend, he's just out of sperm, it turns out.
I think that's
thanks
what
for,
it is.
Thanks for joining us for the Minnesota Casserole Mystery Hour.
You guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Tomorrow night we have our live show, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Come tune in, join the pre-show on Instagram, and then Crappens on Demand, the live streaming. You can comment while we do our show. It's so fun. That's 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern. Come join. And all that other stuff that we talked about at the top of the show. If you don't remember what it is, just restart the episode. Because I don't remember what it is at this point. Because my brain is dead. My brain has died because of this show. Okay? Carlito.
Ate your brain. We sure love you guys. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
With a Now TV Sky Cinema Pass, you can start streaming the best movies around. From brand new blockbusters like Rocketman and The Lion King to all-time favourites, including the Harry Potter collection. Whatever you feel like watching, we've got you covered. All with no contract. To start your 7-day free trial today, search Now TV. 18 plus new customers only. Auto renews at $11.99 per month unless cancelled. Cancel at any time. Terms apply.